This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Well, some of you may have heard of Global Therapy Group, but I'll bet there's more of you who haven't, and that's not a bad thing. We're here to inform you and let you know that Donna Hutchinson is our guest today. She is a physical therapist. She's actually senior staff PT for the VNA, Visiting Nurse Association in Missouri. Donna, you are you get applause and kudos because it sounds to me like you are doing some good things for the world with your knowledge of physical therapy. Welcome to PT Talker.
Well, thank you, Jeff.
Well, I've got to start out by, first of all, why don't you tell us a little bit about a Global Therapy Group, and then we can get into all the good stuff that you're doing and how you need help. But tell our listeners, first of all, what is the mission of Global Therapy?
Well, Global Therapy Group was created very spur of the moment, just not even 3 months ago. A group of us went down to Haiti just to volunteer as physical therapists, and it became obvious very quickly that what was needed was an outpatient therapy clinic. And so we decided we needed to formally form a group so that we could become part of the Haitian government's injury and rehab disability program and create
now,
a clinic.
Now, can I just stop you now? Now,
sure.
Is this specifically because of the earthquake or because of healthcare in general in Haiti?
Well, it started as because of the earthquake,
okay,
in terms of helping to meet the needs of those patients. But what we learned was there was no therapy in Haiti before. And so if the first few weeks, the first month, we were treating primarily earthquake victims. But as soon as people heard about what we were doing, all of a sudden we started having people that had needed an orthotic their whole life or had prosthetics from before the earthquake that weren't fitting or developmentally disabled children that were having problems, and they've just started coming out of the woodwork, so to speak.
Yeah.
What happened was all of the hospitals had inpatients right after the earthquake and treated all of them, and then they sent them all, I hate to say home, because most of the home is under a tarp, or if they're lucky, they have a tent, but back to the streets, and there was nowhere for them to come for any kind of follow-up care. And when I went to the first meeting that the Haitian government held to start talking about how can we start creating therapy services in Haiti, I just mentioned that we were at a hospital working for the week and were thinking that someone needed to create an outpatient clinic. And at the end of the meeting, I had people lined up waiting to hand me their business cards, and every one of them said, "When do you open?" So
now,
we
now
said,
people, now these are Haitians there or people
these
to help?
Were people from all types of NGOs that were in the country working, heads of rehab facilities by the airport as well as in surrounding towns around Port-au-Prince that had taken on people after the earthquake, at the different hospitals that had rehab centers and no outpatient. And everybody was looking to discharge people but knew they needed follow-up care.
Sure.
And at that point, there wasn't a place. So we just said, well, give us a week, and went back and decided somebody needed to do this. And so we did, and we've just kind of been rolling along since then and trying to pull everything together. And many people have helped us, and I think we're on our way, but we need lots more volunteers if we're going to keep it going. So.
Okay, well, let's give our listeners a little bit of the meat and potatoes here. Now, you are a nonprofit agency, or how?
Absolutely, yeah. We've been funding it out of our checkbooks for the last few months, and we have started to get some donations from our local churches and family and friends, and just starting to kind of get some hits to the PayPal links on our Facebook and website.
Okay,
and
well, let's give out those addresses.
So, yes. Well, we have a Facebook page under Global Therapy Group. Website now is www.globaltherapygroup.org.
Okay. And what are the mechanics of how this is going to work? Obviously, Donna Hutchinson can't do this herself.
Exactly. Our plan right now, what we found out once we did some research, I was in the country the first week of April, was home for 8 days, and then my partner and I, who started the clinic, went back for the last 2 weeks of April and really did research as to, is this needed? What exactly is it going to take to really bring these sustainable rehab services mm-hmm. to Haiti? And what we learned is before the earthquake, there were only 25 therapists in the entire country of Haiti, and they were all foreign therapists. There was very few within the country of Haiti. What has been started about 3 years ago is what they call a rehab technician training program. And there is one of those at Hospital Albert Schweitzer in Des Chapelles. But we're looking to start a training program at the hospital. And our plan is if we can staff it for at least the next couple years with volunteers and train enough of these rehab technicians, maybe then we can hire a foreign physical therapist to run the clinic for us and have enough technicians to staff it. And then in 5 years, we can move on to some other project somewhere in the globe. So that's the plan right now. But the therapy needs are so immediate because all the people now are dealing with their injuries of the fractures and the crushes and the mm-hmm. amputations. And there has been no therapy or very little therapy up to this point. And so they can't wait 6 months to start therapy. It has to happen immediately. So that's why our need for therapists right now is so immediate.
Okay. So now when you say man this this first hospital, and that's what your partner is over there working on that or was working on that?
Right. Well, right now we have had teams of volunteers running through since we were there in early April.
Okay.
We've recruited from everywhere in the Midwest, and now we've expanded into the U.S. a little bit more.
So these are U.S. therapists who go over for a week,
two weeks at a time. And we actually have set up guest house accommodations that are in a lovely home. It provides a room, a bath with a hot shower, which is not very common in Haiti, and meals and transportation for $40 a day.
Wow.
And then the hospital has actually set up a bunk room with 3 bunk beds that's air-conditioned with a bathroom and shower and 3 meals for $25 a day. So there's, you know, kind of the more rustic or the a little more comfortable option.
So Marriott versus Days Inn or something. Okay.
Yes.
And have you so far had enough U.S. From our wonderful United States community of physical therapists? Are they contacting you?
They've started contacting us. I'm not sleeping very well at night because I tend to get them scheduled just before I really need them. My goal is to have a waiting list or at least be scheduling October now. But right now, I thought I had a team in place to start on July 2nd. I have a team down there now, and my July 2nd team was going to arrive, and one of the therapists had some family emergencies and had to drop out. So now I'm scrambling with a week to go to try to find another therapist to go down. And my team that was to go the end of July had to cancel and pulled out. Mm. So right now I'm scrambling to fill July. But August is filled, so we're slowly getting there.
Yeah, now I know there are a lot of, I know, in my community around here and also the therapists that I work with just in the state of Indiana, I know many of them have gone via medical missions through their church organizations. Are you somehow affiliating or partnering with some of those groups that go down there?
Yes, we've actually contacted several. I've contacted the Church of the Resurrection. We're hoping to start partnering with them and contacted Heart to Heart International here in the Midwest. What we're finding with most of the medical mission groups is that they may have traveled with them to do medical mission work, but most of the therapists aren't doing therapy down there is what I'm hearing because they're really not plugged in to a situation where they can provide therapy.
Yeah.
And so that's what we are trying to reach out to them to say, you know, what we need are your unique skills, and here is a place where you can plug in and not go down and, you know, it's wonderful work to be, you know, assisting doctors or helping with orphans at an orphanage, but we find when therapists go down, they really enjoy doing therapy.
Yeah. Now, we've got just about a minute left, minute and a half. Can you tell me what a typical day would be like with someone on your team?
We are seeing now about 25 patients a day. They come and line up and wait all day to see us and are so immensely grateful. They have never heard of therapy or exercise, but they embrace the concept fully. Whatever you tell them to do, they go home and do it religiously and come back 2 days later and do more.
Yeah. Is language a problem at all?
We have hired 3 translators,
okay.
And so they translate for us. A lot of the people understand some English,
yes.
But we really have not had a problem with communication. And it's different. In the U.S., we're finding we have to really convince our patients to work,
yeah.
And they don't always comply with their therapy programs. These people do exactly what you ask and more and come back begging, teach me more, and
they
are just so
that.
Grateful.
Yeah.
So it's such a pleasure to
yeah.
really work with them. We have everybody from ages 3 up to 70 with any kind of disability or injury you can think of. Every time we think we've seen it all, something new walks in the
yeah.
door.
So. I got to hand it to you. Congratulations. It sounds to me like you have bitten off a huge, huge project. That is,
yes, we have. But we're
successful.
Confident with other therapists' help, we can do
yeah.
this.
And I bet you can. You just sound like the type of person that can. And we, all of us here in the PT Talker family, want to wish you good luck because you are going to need it. But
well,
it's going to be so fulfilling.
You.
It'll be very rewarding.
Thank you.
All right, now, how can our listeners help you? What do we do right this second as they are listening to this podcast?
Right this second, what I need, one, are volunteers to go down and work. Our second problem is that the cost of getting down there is high. It's about a $600 plane ride, and then you've got in-country costs with the $40 a day for the rooms to
sure.
stay at. If we can get some donations, we would love to subsidize all the in-country costs,
okay.
and that would enable us to triple or quadruple the number of people we get down there. I have a lot that have the time and availability, but not the funds.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So if we can just get some people to hit the PayPal link on right now on the website, we're working on getting that PayPal link going. We're having some problems.
Okay.
But it is on the Facebook page, and we also have a blog that you can access through our webpage called Therapy Adventures in Haiti that all of the volunteers have written about their experience on, and we've got a PayPal link that's connected to that as well.
Excellent.
So.
Okay. All right. We are going to have to draw to a close, but before I leave you listeners, I want to make sure that if you have it in your heart, if you can find a way to either via donation of time or money or both, if you can contact Donna Hutchinson at Global Therapy Group, their face page or the website, or the blog, we'll put up some of those links in the blog for this podcast. Donna Hutchinson, good luck to you. Keep up the great work. You have our, just our full support, and if there's anything we can do at this end to help you get the word out more, please let me know.
Well, thank you so much, Jeff, for the opportunity.
All right. Well, this is our podcast for now, and Donna Hutchinson, I hope she is inspiring to all of you. She certainly is inspiring to me as a physical therapist who is trying to make the world a better place. And I guess that's really what it's all about. And if you'd like to get involved, please give her a call. And we want to remind you that this is the place where you can go for expertise and news just for physical therapists. Physical therapy is our specialty. PTTalker.com for previous episodes, or you can go to iTunes. This is Jeff Worrell saying, let's go out there and heal someone today. How about it, Donna?
Thank you.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.